be Wadapalooza without a wrench thrown into the mix. The next day, we announced the Mayhem Bros, Matt, James, and Rich. Yes, Rich Froning, arguably the fittest man in history, as the CrossFit Games calls him. He'll be coming down with his crew repping CrossFit Mayhem Freedom. And they changed their name at the last minute there once they saw that the real competition was between the brothers, the Panchik Bros and the Smith Bros. Now we've got the Mayhem Bros going at it. It's going to be a fun one to watch. And again, you can watch it in the flesh. Purchase your tickets today at thewadapalooza.com. Again, we're not done yet. Again, there's still plenty more athletes to announce here in the coming weeks. But yeah, guys, I definitely, if I were you, I would keep your eyes peeled to our social media channels to see who's going to be attending Miami in January. What else, guys? We've also got, in addition to tickets being on sale, if you are not able to make it down, I know it's getting late in the holiday season. People are spending all their money on gifts, and flights are no cheap endeavor. My recommendation would be to make sure to tune into Flow Elite, as they will have all of the action on their live stream provided for Wadapalooza. And we'll give you more information on that as we get closer to that weekend. But I think equally as exciting as announcing the athletes, I know you athletes themselves are chomping at the bit. We announced last Wednesday, the day after our interview with Crystal Cantu, which was a phenomenal one. We had a WAZA Prep Wednesday, which gave athletes the chance to practice some elements that may or may not be seen in this year's Wadapalooza competition. We threw some swimming in there. We threw some kettlebell swings, and it was a nice little triplet, which hopefully some of you guys got a chance to hit. If you do, make sure to comment. Let us know what your times were. Just exciting to see pre-competition, us in our functional fitness realm, so competitive. And yeah, so we got another one coming your way in just one day. Wednesday, we're going to release another one, and we're going to release them up until the event. So if you want to get a feel for maybe what you may or may not see at the actual competition, that is how you can do it. So the WADs themselves, we may have a little gift for you. I'm just going to tease it here. For one, you definitely want to listen to these podcasts, because we may very well have a workout release on a podcast in the near future. But let's talk about the workout releases themselves. A little gift for you, a little New Year's gift coming your way for workout number one. So, you know, it's about 10 days away. If you stay up late, you may be gifted with your first WAD of the weekend, the long-awaited weekend. Last thing I want to talk about here, in addition to the events, because while the competition is a big aspect of Wadapalooza, we've got the WAZA experience. And I know I talked about this last time, but more and more details solidified as we get closer. Man, if you've got kids, if you're a big kid like me, you know, I'm of age, but man, I still consider myself a big kid. Why would you not want to watch people in stilts juggling fire? Why would you not want to ride a zipline? Why would you not want to hop on an obstacle course and race against your fellow fitness comrades? Tons of people, man. Tons of fun. Tons of things to do. Make sure you are there that weekend, January 15th to the 17th. And also, I just can't wait for you to see the level of production that's there, guys. We've been, we've been solidifying a lot of things for the weekend. And man, it is going to be cool, cool, cool. Get there. Well, all right. That's all I had to say. Not a lot to talk about today, because I don't want to waste any more time, any more of your time. Let's get to our interview with Mr. Jacob Anderson. So much fun. This dude is a cool cat. He's a humble, well-spoken, down-to-earth kid studying accounting, and I'm going to let him talk more about it, but let's get it. All right, guys, we are on the line here with Jacob Anderson, ninth place finisher at this year's Atlantic Regional, 13th place in 2015 at Wadapalooza, and looking to improve upon that finish. Am I right there, Jacob?
Yeah, hoping to make the podium this year.
Awesome, man. Yeah, and sounds like you've answered that one before for some reason. But anyway, man, thank you very much for joining us here on the Wadapalooza podcast.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, brother. So if you guys did not know, Jacob comes from a long line of very fit individuals, very fit family. Would you say that, Jacob?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. CrossFit runs in our family.
Absolutely, man. And if you guys don't know, his brothers, Alex, as well as Z.A., who went to the games just a few short years ago. Alex going this year in 2015. But a quick question for you, man. I think let's set the record straight here. On Instagram, I see your tag is Kobe Anderson. Might throw some people off. Set everyone straight. Is it Jacob or Kobe?
Well, my name's Jacob. My brothers just have always called me Kobe, so I kind of go by both, per se.
No preference?
Yeah, either one.
Cool, man. Okay, so there you guys have it. Jacob or Kobe, that's all good. So, yeah, man, so you talked about a little bit about your brothers there, and I know I brought them up. I guess I want to start off just kind of picking your brain on what your childhood was like. You know, like I said, you come from a very fit family. What was your athletic beginnings? What did you start off with? Did you always just do CrossFit, or did you play any other sports growing up, or what?
Well, growing up, I played basketball, football, baseball, swimming, just did about everything. And we were homeschooled for most of elementary school, middle school. So we kind of just grew up horsing around all day long, whether it be wiffle ball in the front yard or roller skating. And then when I got to high school, I started wrestling, and that was the only thing I did until I went to college, and then I just started working out and then found CrossFit.
You narrowed it down as you got older there. So did you play in like little league stuff, or I mean, being homeschooled?
Yeah,
that
growing up, we just have little league for everything, pretty much.
Very cool, very cool. And then what made you kind of get into wrestling as you got into high school? I mean, you said you played all those other things. What made you kind of finally decide on that?
Yeah, so, well, my dad wrestled at Georgia, and so Zach and Alex started wrestling in high school. And I'm like 4 years younger than them, so when I was in middle school, they were about to graduate high school. And I just started wrestling. I mean, I was pretty small. And I knew I couldn't play football, so.
Yeah, I got you.
I just started wrestling, and I mean, I just loved it.
What weight class were you in primarily growing up? I mean, or in high school, rather.
Well, my eighth grade year, the first year I wrestled, I weighed 85 pounds.
Wow.
And then I wrestled 103. And then by my junior year, I wrestled 130.
Gotcha.
So I was a little smaller then.
Yeah, man, 130 is definitely very small. How much are you weighing now? What are you weighing in at now?
I weigh 190 right now.
190, wow. So you put on a lot of size since those high school days, man, and you're not too far removed. 22 years old, am I right on that?
Yeah, 22.
Awesome, dude. 60 pounds plus since high school. That's incredible, man. And I would have to say wrestling a little more conducive to the little guy, but you're holding up in a sport that's definitely suited for the middleweight or the heavyweight with some heavy loads, man. We see you on social media putting up 300-pound snatches. Is that your all-time PR?
The most I snatched is 315.
What? Oh, my Lord. 315.
Yeah, that
is
incredible. It blew my own mind.
Yeah, man. Well, that is crazy. Wow. What about – how does your clean compare to that?
So I've cleaned 410 before, and I've cleaned and jerked 385.
What? Oh, my God. 410. And, dude, I mean, just by looking at you, you know, I'm a little guy, too, so I think it's fair to say you look like one of the little guys in the sport, but you sure don't lift like it.
Thank you. I mean, man. Olympic lifting suits athletes with shorter limbs, I would say. So it does, my body type, I think, works well for it, and I'm pretty compact.
That is so cool, man. Very, very cool. What about how does that compare to your brother? Well, I guess before we get to like how does that compare to your brothers, you know, you said you grew up horsing around. Is there a little bit of a sibling rivalry even now with CrossFit now that you've got into the functional fitness realm?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of fun with it. You know, competing every day. And it's always fun because different workouts are going to suit different us differently. But it's just, I mean, ultimately we want to be the best. But we just love competing with each other and just bringing out the best in each other.
Got it. Yeah, man. I mean, it sounds like you guys have just having your brothers to train with, I'm sure definitely raises your level of competition. And I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people that wish they had the level of competition that you have being surrounded by Alex and ZA. And right now, man, I mean, how's it looking when you guys train? I don't see a lot of videos of you guys training together, but when you do, is it trading back and forth with Alex? Who right now is coming out on top most of the time nowadays?
Well, honestly, we do a lot of different stuff. Because Alex's coach is CJ Martin, and then I write my own programming. So we end up doing a lot of different stuff. And then Zach will write us a lot of good pieces, and we'll do them together. And normally it usually is pretty even. Alex just probably has a bigger engine than me, but, you know, when it comes to gymnastics and stuff, I move a little better. So, like you said, we kind of trade back and forth.
So nobody that's been emerging on top more so than the rest lately?
Not maybe Alex. I would say Alex would be on top right now, but I'm sneaking up on him. I'm trying.
Dude, to. I'll tell you what, I can see it, man. Absolutely. I think, you know, I'm looking at the three of you guys, and I'm just thinking, man, how cool would that be? An Atlantic regional consisting of three brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yes. That's another question that I was going to have for you. Yeah. Well, at least three brothers potentially at the CrossFit Games in the same year. I think that's certainly in the realm of possibility. I don't know if you guys have ever talked about that. Do you guys ever discuss like all going to the CrossFit Games in the same year or what?
Yeah. Definitely a goal of ours is at least get two of us there at the same time. Cause, I don't think there's ever been two individual siblings competing at the same time. So I think that's definitely a goal of ours. It helps having Alex in a different region, so we're not beating each other. But
right. That would steal a spot, one less spot for the both of you if you both want to get in for sure. And that kind of brings me to talk about. I don't know if you saw, we announced a couple pairs of brothers on social media. We've got the Smith Bros and the Panchik Bros competing at Wadapalooza. Did you get a chance to see that?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, it's awesome.
And did you see all the comments? There were just a ton of people saying, if the Anderson brothers were in, they would take the crown. Did you see all that?
Yeah, I saw that.
What do you think about that? Do you think you could pull it out if you guys came together?
I mean, I have confidence that we could win. I wouldn't say it'd be easy. I mean, those guys are awesome. I think we could pull it out. We'll have to see maybe another time.
Yeah, man. Hopefully in the future. Yeah, I think it'd be really cool to see the three of you throw down on the same team. I think that'd be a very tough team to beat. While the Smith Bros are solid, the Panchik Bros are you know, the two younger twins are definitely up and coming as well. I think you guys might take it.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. But so, you know, talking about that, you're not going team this year. You're going back for individual. Last year you finished 13th, as I mentioned earlier, and this year you finished second in the qualifier. Do you know how did that compare to last year's performance in the Wadapalooza qualifier? Do you remember?
They're just kind of, I just kind of throw them in there to my Monday workout. So I did better. So obviously I'm a little bit fitter, at least I feel that I am. Just kind of get through the qualifier. I didn't really care where I placed. And really just focusing on how I do at Wadapalooza.
Yeah, that's the goal, right? Just get yourself there. Kind of similar. I hear a lot of these guys now talk about, you know, they're not necessarily peaking for regionals. If they're guaranteed to go to the games, they're just, or, you know, not peaking for the open, rather. They know they're going to be in that top 20 spot, peaking for the regionals time of year. And it sounds like that's what you were doing to get to WASA, man. And a lot of spaces paid this year, a lot of top 10. So there's a chance you'll definitely be in the money and hopefully on that podium.
Yeah, man, for sure.
So one of the things I wanted to talk about with you was, you know, man, in all your videos on social media, you have the sickest garage gym setup. Is that just in your backyard?
Yeah, so we have at our home in Atlanta, we have a Pure Strength rig in our backyard, like on our basketball court.
Do you guys have a net there as well?
Excuse me?
Do you guys have a basketball net out there as well?
Yeah, so we got a basketball hoop on one side and then the rig on the other side. And the rig's a tank, just a big outdoor Pure Strength rig. We've had it for probably 2.5 years now.
Gotcha, man. And it looks like that's your preferred place of training. Is that the case?
Oh, yeah. Well, so I go to school in Statesboro, Georgia, down at Georgia Southern.
Okay.
So when I'm down there, I train at CrossFit Borough. And then when I'm here in Atlanta, I'll train outside in our backyard. It's not too cold.
Gotcha. Yeah, now this time of year, I don't know what the weather's like up there right now, but down here in Miami, it's still freaking hot and humid. We had a little bit of a cold spell, but yeah, what's the weather like right now up in Georgia?
Right now, it's actually not that bad. It's probably like 50-something. Just got back to Atlanta for Christmas break. It's a little colder up in Atlanta than it is in Statesboro, but it's not too bad.
You know, I'm envious. I want some of that cold. Even in the 50s would be amazing right now. I think it's 70 degrees, 80 degrees. I'm sweating like crazy, and I got to take an escape up to Georgia for sure. But so I also wanted about, you know, you said you're in – what are you studying and what year are you in?
So I'm a senior, and I study accounting, which is a lot of fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun, man. What are you looking to do ultimately with your degree?
I would like to just go get a job in public accounting. I got actually have an internship next semester I'll be doing in Atlanta for it. So I'm pretty excited about that.
So is that going to be closer to home, or is that going to be still closer to campus, or do you have to move? Or
it's in Atlanta, so it's close to home. I'll be living at home for the semester before I go back down to school and graduate.
Awesome. And do you coach at all while you're in school?
No. I mean, with classes and training, I'm pretty jam-packed, you know, training twice a day and trying to, you know, do school. So
yeah,
I kind of primarily focus on that.
Yeah, if you want to focus on school, man, I know that feeling. It's tough. It's definitely tough to juggle both. If you want to be successful in both, absolutely. So
yeah,
I'm with you. I'm with you there. And on that same note, you said – oh, training. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about training, man. What is your – you said you write your own programming, which I think is really interesting. It's you know, I feel like there are two camps. There's one that, you know, you need to get the best coach in the business and you know, you lock on to one program, or you write your own, like the Rich Fronings of the world. Well, you know, what does your daily training look like? What does a week look like? Give me Monday in the gym or Tuesday in the gym. What does it look like for you?
Well, so the reason I write my own programming is just because I just kind of like to have fun. I mean, I really, really just enjoy CrossFit and working out. So when I mm-hmm. you know, do my own programming, I just write things that, you know, that I think are going to benefit me the most. So normally Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, I train twice a day. Thursday, I'll have one morning session. It's usually like strength and then like a long row or something. And then Friday, I'll work out twice. And then Saturday, just usually one big session for the day. And then Sunday's off.
So your one day off a week is Sunday?
Yes. But it's,
oh,
it's,
man.
I only work out Saturday morning. So I get like a nice 36-hour break, kind of reset, recharge.
Gotcha. Yeah, man. So those of you listening at home, if you want to be the next up and comer, you want to be snatching 315 and cleaning 400 pounds, dude, you know, maybe 6 days on is the way to go. yeah, it seems like the volume for a lot of these, you know, aspiring CrossFit games and top level competitors is more nowadays. But I'll tell you what, yeah, it seems like you're on to something. You're doing something right. You got to be.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. So you just trained a long day in the gym, or you know, you just finished one of your sessions. What is your go-to? What is your go-to meal? What do you typically recover? What does your diet look like?
So, normally, every night I eat a pizza before I go to bed.
No way, a whole pizza?
Yeah, well, I just buy like a $2 Jack's pizza from Walmart. It's a frozen pizza. that's my dinner. So normally, when I get done training, I'm pretty swamped. I mean, I love – my favorite food of all time is Chick-fil-A. I can eat Chick-fil-A every day. I'm in college, so I don't cook a lot. I usually eat like a – my breakfast is usually like a smoothie. And then, you know, I have a peanut butter sandwich for lunch. And then usually I just eat, you know, Chick-fil-A for dinner and then pizza before I go to bed.
Minimalist, man. It's like whatever you can get your hands on, you'll put in your stomach, man. I'm with you.
I
remember those days
all
too well. It wasn't
too long
ago that it was tough. Do you live on campus, Jacob?
Yeah. So I have a house with a couple of roommates we rent. So.
And do you so it's close. Did you ever live on campus?
Yeah, my freshman year, I lived in the dorms.
And you got the hell out of there as quick as you could.
Yeah, the dorms. Really, the dorm food was the worst part, so.
Yeah,
that was probably the best
man.
Part about leaving.
So now you can make your peanut butter sandwiches and have Chick-fil-A as many times a day as you want, man. That's crazy.
Exactly.
Pizza, I think. Wow. So in order to be Kobe Anderson and be an up-and-coming CrossFit stud, you've got to train 6 days a week and just eat anything you can find, man. I can't believe that. Chick-fil-A, pizza. Dude, I'm sure there's a lot of people at home that are very happy to hear that. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Chick-fil-A is healthy.
Do you get like grilled chicken sandwiches or what? What's your go-to on the menu?
No. Usually I get two spices and a fry and then a frozen lemonade.
Oh man, at least you're getting a lot of carbs in you for sure.
Exactly.
The fries and the lemonade, man. Hey, tell yourself whatever you need to, because like I said, it's working, and I'm sure like there's a lot of people listening right now at home that are like, all right, I got permission from Kobe to just eat whatever the hell I want. Eat Chick-fil-A. That's an awesome post workout, man. So let's talk a little bit about your – I know we kind of said a little bit earlier that, you know, the goal is to be the best, but what are your goals for 2016 in the First, let's talk Wodapalooza. I know you said you want to be on the podium, but do you have any like clear cut goals? Do you do that kind of thing, you know, mixed in with your programming, talking about your, you know, specific goals and aspirations for the coming year or what?
I mean, ultimately, I would love to win Wodapalooza. And then I would love to win regionals, you know, win the Open, win regionals, win it all. But like I said, my training's kind of surrounded by everything else going on in my life. So, you know, if I got school comes first, you know, with my internship, that's going to come first. Which is really, it's very balanced to me. You know, my life doesn't revolve around CrossFit. It's just something that, you know, I really love. And so, you know, obviously I really hope to do well in the Open and win regionals and whatnot, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. And that's kind of refreshing to hear. There's so many people now, so many athletes that, you know, they've dropped literally everything to pursue a career in CrossFit. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, there's only five people in each region, and that's not every region. You know, five people that can make it over to the CrossFit Games. So,
if that's your
end-all, be-all, and you've got nothing else going on, I think, you know, there's a lot of people that will ultimately be disappointed, not to crush anyone's dreams or anything.
Yeah. Well, that's like I was saying about my programming. I mean, obviously, I would love, you know, to go to the games and win Wodapalooza and do all these things. And I mean, I train really, really hard. But, I mean, my life doesn't revolve around it. I mean, I got, you know, ultimately, when I, you know, in 2 years, like, after getting my master's degree, you know, I'm going to go work in accounting. So, you know, I train hard and do what I can, and, you know, we'll see.
Have you met any, you know, in getting your intern, how did you solidify that intern for next semester, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, we have down at Georgia Southern, we have an accounting day where a bunch of firms come and you meet the firms and, you know, talk to them and apply for jobs and internships through them and then, you know, interview processes and whatnot.
Cool, man. So I was wondering, the reason why I asked, I feel like the CrossFit community is such a tight one that I feel like everything that I've been hooked up with, any sort of opportunity that I've been given since graduating from school was because I knew someone that I did CrossFit with, you know, just so many. I just feel like this community is so dense and full of such good people.
Yeah.
That I was wondering if that was the case with you, but still all good, man, that you found that you shined during that interview day, during the accounting day.
Yeah. I would say CrossFit's not big in the accounting industry that I noticed.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You'll be the fittest accountant there ever was, I'm sure.
I'm trying. Ryan Sunshine says he is, but I think I got him.
Oh, Ryan Sunshine, you know, he's a Wodapalooza competitor in years past, and I know he's been battling with some injury. Do you ever get a chance to train with that guy?
No, he's down in, I guess he's in Alabama somewhere. I don't think I've seen him since Wodapalooza last year. Maybe that's from my regionals, but, yeah, no, he's just trying to get healthy. You know, it's just part of the grind in CrossFit is just trying to stay healthy.
Yeah, man, like your brother as well. I don't know if you have any insight into Zach. Do you think we'll see him back in action coming up here anytime soon? I know he's been battling with, was it shoulder stuff or sciatica or?
Yeah, so he's had some nerve problems down like his neck and to his shoulder. So we're hoping that he'll be back this year. I don't know if he is or not. But we're hoping so, man. It's just tough nerves, you know, they're kind of hard to figure out.
Yeah, I see some of the stuff that he's doing on social media as well. Like, it looks a lot of, like more rehab kind of stuff and like, nerve flossing, you know, with light weights and dumbbells and kettlebells. Is that still, or is he back at it? Is he able to hit anything pretty hard with you guys yet, or is it still looking like that?
Yeah, he's training. He definitely does a lot of prehab stuff, just because that's just how he is anyways. He just does all, he's always loved doing that stuff. But no, he definitely does. He does a lot of workouts with us. Some stuff he might have to change, just to kind of fit him, better so he doesn't, you know, get hurt, or injure anything worse. But I mean, no, he's definitely training hard.
Gotcha. So, cool. Is he looking to make a comeback here in 2016?
He's always ready to make a comeback. I mean, not to put down Alex. I mean, Alex is a phenomenal CrossFitter, but I mean, Zach's definitely one of the best CrossFitters that I know.
And he's also under CJ Martin with Invictus. Is that still the case?
Yes.
Too?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, but if it's title of the Anderson brother title, I'd be interested to see who finishes up on top. And like you said, it looks like Alex with his first appearance at the CrossFit Games this year, is kind of leading the pack. Let's see if Zach can take it, or if you can, you know, again, your numbers are looking pretty solid, brother. So I hope to see you out there as well soon. But anyway, let's transition here real quick, and we're almost done. I don't want to keep you too long, man. I know we, you know, I know you probably have some training to do, or you have classes out of session. Am I right?
Yeah, we're on break right now.
Cool. Yeah, you said you're home, right, in Georgia area. Cool. So then that, I guess the next question I have for you pertains primarily to Wadapalooza, because it is fast approaching. We're less than 25 days away from the big weekend celebrating fitness, community, and life in downtown Miami's Bayfront Park. And, you know, you competed last year. Was this your, it's going to be your second year or third year?
Second year.
Okay. So yeah. I want to ask you, man, last year, again, you finished, like we said, 13th. I want to know what was the highlight of last year for you? Anything that stands out from competing down in Miami?
Well, I think my highlight was really just, it was such a great, like, experience. I mean, it was such a well-run event, such a, just so many phenomenal competitors down there. It was just so cool to be there and compete, and it's just such great preparation, especially leading into the Open and the regionals. Definitely the second biggest, I mean, CrossFit competition outside of, you know, regionals and the games and stuff.
Yeah, man, thank you very much for that. Yeah, man, and that's why I was wondering. I don't know if you remember any of the events. I saw that you took first place on the 21:15:9 event. Then you took a third place later on. But that was kind of cool. It was handstand push-ups, chest to bar, and some squat snatches. Do you remember that one?
Yeah. Well, anything with handstands, I try to. That's my best movement. So I think that, you know, if that's in there, I should do very well in that.
Was that your first event of the weekend? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was. So.
How
it was a great way to start it, but
that must have been crazy for you. You must have thought, like, wow, I could actually win this thing. And I know the rest of the weekend didn't go that way necessarily. You took another third place finish, like I said, but man, a first place finish against all these games athletes. It's not even like regionals, because they're the caliber of athlete are all the games athletes from all over the world. So yeah, man, that must have been exciting. I'm excited to see you hit a couple more first place finishes coming up here.
It was a great way to start it. Obviously, you know, like you said, I didn't do as great throughout the competition, but yeah, hopefully I'll do a little more balanced this year.
Yeah, man, we'll see it. I think on that same note, you said you love handstand push-ups, but what kind of movements, what kind of workouts are you hoping to see at Wadapalooza this year?
I mean, honestly, I could care less. As long as I don't get bit by a shark, I don't care what comes out there. That's the only thing that scares me. Swimming,
yeah. Swimming, yeah. Oh man, I don't think there are any sharks in that bay. I'll tell you what, man, because there's manatees. I don't know if you heard last year, somebody jumped into the water and they freaking landed right on top of a manatee.
Yeah, it was before we went, and I was just freaking out. I had to, like, I was looking at the sky. I was looking at the sky, trying to not look down if I saw a manatee.
Oh man! Wait, didn't you compete at the Pensacola Beach Brawl though, man? I was out there for that emceeing, and I got in the water as well, dude. There are a ton of sharks in that water. That's where you should be scared, not a Wadapalooza.
I was freaking out there, but it was nice because I was in a pack. Whereas at Wadapalooza, I was like in last place. I was just like, I'm gonna die.
Oh, no. Yeah, man. And somehow, yeah, where's Jacob at? We don't see Jacob. Yeah. See some bubbles underneath the water. But nah, man, I don't think you have anything to worry about. Not in the bay, man. You're pretty safe, to be honest. But I'm with you. That's one of my biggest fears as well. So I hear you. Have you been training swimming at all? I mean, you know, it's, you know, every year in the past we've done something in the water, whether it's paddleboard, whether it's swimming. You know, we've been posting, or we just posted for the first week, a WASA Prep Wednesday, and it included a swimming. What about you? Have you been getting in the water at all?
I haven't been in the water since Pensacola. Normally, I can go swimming at the gym, but I haven't had the opportunity to recently. I'm going to probably start swimming this week and next week. But I'm a pretty decent swimmer. I'm pretty short, so I don't move that fast. But I mean, I love swimming in a pool, so usually it doesn't really bother me. It's just sharks.
That's the only thing, man. And I'll tell you what, the bay, though, is pretty flat. You know, it's not like the ocean where there are waves crashing and you've got to worry about that. The bay's pretty flat, so.
Yeah, it really wasn't a bad swim at all last year. It was fun. That was a great event.
Well, thank you very much. And I think I just want to close here. We already talked a little bit about your sibling rivalry early on, but I want to just throw a couple things at you, and I want your immediate reaction to be completely and utterly honest. It's questions about you versus your brothers. I want to set the record straight on a few of these things. You said you guys all wrestled. Who would win? I know some of those guys are bigger. Who would win in a wrestling match today? You, ZA, or Alex?
I mean, Zach all day long.
Dude, oh, man. Yeah, you think so? What is he weighing in at?
He's probably 215.
Gotcha, man. So he's a 25 pounds. That could definitely make a difference. What about an holy meat?
Oh, me.
You, 100%. You're putting up the biggest numbers.
Yeah, for me, definitely on that.
Got it, man. Okay, what about, I know you already said it, I'm going to throw a couple wads at you, and you got to tell me. You said Alex has the better engine. What about in a Murph off?
I would give Alex that, especially since he's already done it before.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's on the biggest stage, say the least. What about, all right, next, Diane.
Me. Yeah, handstand, I'll take that one.
And what about Grace?
That would probably be Zach.
Okay, so there you go. You just, like you said, you guys traded it back and forth, one for each of you. Lastly, who wins in a fight?
Oh, that's Zach. Wrestling, fighting, that's Zach.
Got it, man.
Zach, okay. Zach wrestled D2, so he has some, he's great at wrestling, great at all that stuff.
You heard it. Well, hey, man, at least you're honest. I got to give you credit for that, man. I don't know if I know you're the youngest of – are you the youngest of the three? Is it only three?
But there's just five of us, so there's two.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Oh, so.
And what are they doing? Are they in high school? Are they entering college or what?
So the one below me, he's 20. He's a sophomore at Georgia, and he does Olympic lifting, actually. He's a phenomenal Olympic lifter. Snatches, I think – 290 and clean and jerk 350.
What?
And then, and then we got a 14-year-old brother too, who's in the eighth grade. He's a basketball player. So,
does he do any CrossFit at all?
He used to love to come to the gym and do stuff. He still does every once in a while, but I mean, you know, he's just playing sports. You know, being a kid.
Cool, man. Yeah, we'll see. Like, I didn't find CrossFit until probably when I was You're similarly to your age, you know, 18, 19, you know, a couple years. Like, was that when you started, about that age?
It was like, yeah, 3 years ago. So,
gotcha, man. Cool. Well, what about, is your family coming down to watch Wadapalooza this year? Are they going to be down in town? I know you and Alex are competing, but the rest of the crew going to make the trip?
Probably not. I mean, you know, there's coverage on Flow Elite now and everything like that. So usually it's pretty easy to watch it. And, so it's kind of expensive too, especially when there's so many of us.
Yeah, if you drive down, I guess you're still spending a ton of gas. But yeah, definitely the house.
Oh, we're flying for sure.
Not
a far drive.
Beat you guys up before the event, yeah, man. Especially when we finish out on that leaderboard. But
yeah, man, we're very excited to have you down. I think that's a good segue into letting people know tickets are still available. So if you're local, or if you want to make a nice little vacation out of watching the Anderson Bros throw down, you can see it in the flesh. Purchase your tickets at thewadapalooza.com. Additionally, you can watch it, as Jacob said, on flowelite.com. You can buy your subscription as we get closer to the event. But Jacob, thank you very much for your time, man. Is there anything you want to tell your fans before we cut you loose here?
Nothing I can think of.
Put you on the spot.
I don't know.
All good, man. All good. I think you're gonna have much more to say. You're gonna let your workouts do the talking when you get down here in January, man. I like that.
Yeah, we'll try to.
Awesome, dude. Well, Jacob, thank you so much for your time, man. I think we talked about some really cool stuff, and we're really excited to see you compete and improve upon that 13th place finish. I think you're gonna do great, man.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So, all right, Jacob, we are.